go. Thank you, Director Nelson. I appreciate the introduction. It's quite an opportunity to be here with y'all. It's no secret that small business is the backbone of not only our communities, but communities across the country. And so it's my priority to ensure that we're doing everything we can through our administration to support small business and encourage small business growth and ultimately make it the best it can be. And so issuing a proclamation is one of the smallest things I can do, but it helps to recognize the tremendous impact that small business has on our community. So with that, I want to go ahead and read the proclamation to recognize National Small Business Week. So from the City's Santa Fe Office of the Mayor, official proclamation, whereas small businesses are a cornerstone of the American economy and the backbone of Santa Fe's economy, representing more than 99% of private sector employers and driving job creation, innovation, and economic growth. And whereas small business strengthens local communities by supporting families, enhancing neighborhood vitality, and contributing to the unique cultural and economic character of Santa Fe. And whereas in the City of Santa Fe, small businesses and business organizations contribute to economic vitality, cultural identity, and community resilience, serving residents and visitors alike. And whereas entrepreneurs, small business owners, and workers demonstrate resilience, creativity, and adaptability in building, sustaining, and evolving their enterprises in a changing economic landscape. And whereas small business organizations and networks play a vital role in supporting entrepreneurs by fostering collaboration, providing mentorship and education, sharing resources, and advocating for policies that strengthen the business environment. And whereas organizations such as SCORE Santa Fe provided invaluable guidance and support to aspiring and established entrepreneurs, helping them grow, start, and succeed. And whereas a strong small business sector depends on practical, balanced policies that expand access to capital support, workforce development, investing in infrastructure, reducing unnecessary barriers, encouraging fair competition, and strengthening local supply chains, and maintaining a stable and predictable regulatory environment. And whereas collaboration amongst small businesses, community partners, and local government is essential to identifying challenges, shaping effective policies, and advancing shared economic goals. And whereas the City of Santa Fe is committed to working in partnership with small businesses and business organizations to foster entrepreneurship, promote sustainable growth, and expand opportunity. And whereas National Small Business Week, celebrated since 1963, recognizes the vital contributions of small businesses and the organizations that support them to economic growth and community well-being. Now, therefore, I, Michael J. Garcia, Mayor of the City of Santa Fe, New Mexico, do hereby proclaim May 3rd through the 9th, 2026, as National Small Business Week. So thank you to all the small business owners and to the future small business owners. Just know that the City of Santa Fe has your back. So thank you.
Radio. I'm here with Liz Camacho with the City of Santa Fe Office of Economic Development. Today is Friday, the first day of May, and we're going to be talking with a number of different people in our business biosphere here in the City of Santa Fe. But Liz, we're here at City Hall, and we're with the Office of Economic Development in a room full of business owners. What's happening today?
Oh, we're really excited. Also, we appreciate Kay Swaba being here with us. You two are a small business, and
yes,
you're a longtime local business.
Yes, yes.
How long has Kay Swaba been in business?
So for 35 years.
35 years? You look a lot younger for that.
Thank you.
What's happened here?
Bless you. Thank you so much for that. Well, you know, we're excited to be here, and I know that...
And yours is a family business.
Just a family business. You know what I say?
Yeah.
Small business is big business.
Small business is definitely big business. And I think that's really part of what we're recognizing here. And I think, I know I fixate a little bit on your family, but many a times that's the thing is family, small businesses many times are family businesses. And you kind of come into a lot of knowledge, both like practical and also you develop skills, but with your family, so it takes on a different kind of tone. And we're really excited that we have many kind of small businesses, and many are also very focused on like how can we be family friendly.
Right.
And you know, we have a variety of those. And what we're most excited about today is we're going to have Mayor Garcia signing a proclamation, really recognizing that for the city. And we have so many of our partners, which is what makes it exciting. Sometimes you hear about people like having efforts here, having efforts there, but we have here our Navigator program that we do with UNM. We also have SCORE here, who's done many a mentorship, and they really help small businesses out with a lot of marketing functions, with a lot of, hey, here's our new tools. So we're excited to have them here. We have Apex. Apex is one of our partners, and what they do is they train businesses to answer government contracts. And so that's really great. We also have, who do we have here? Oh, the Chamber of Commerce, of course. The Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce with Bridget. And so it's a lot of our partners who really do a lot of the daily work in helping small businesses out. And we're excited that the mayor really supports this. I think he himself, having been being a longtime Santa Fe and Santa Fean, Santa Fean.
Santa Fecino?
Santa Fecino. Es tu vecino.
That's correct. I like that. Hey, we got to do that, turn that into a jingle.
Ven, sé un Santa Fecino, es tu vecino. And then also, if I could plug Feria Southside tomorrow.
Yes, please do.
For Mother's Day, that we'll be having, celebrating, like I said, such an eclectic variety of people who we have in terms of businesses. And this Feria Southside for us is really celebrating our immigrant entrepreneurial community. And we have a holiday mercado tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. And a lot of our small businesses on the South Side will be out there. And we'll be celebrating moms. We will have cards for kids to make. You can take a photo with your mom. I believe we also have Capital Ford, who's going to be giving away flowers. We have flamenco dancing. And we also have music. So it's going to be a real fun family event where you can also support your local immigrant entrepreneurs. So like I said, today, Friday is Small Business Day, and the mayor's here to celebrate it.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier the great work by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. You mentioned Bridget, and we have the one and only Bridget Dixon with us. Hey, she's pulling out the money.
I'll have to pay you guys to say nice things about me.
Hey, Bridget, good to see you.
Good to see you, Esteban.
Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for coming out here and celebrating small businesses. I mean, after all, 80% of businesses in Santa Fe are small.
Tell us all about the work that you guys have been doing. I mean, you're helping to organize this event. You have all these small business here. What does it mean just being here today? Let people know what's going on.
Well, thank you so much. I wish I could take more credit for today. I actually got invited. SCORE, they're the ones that made this all happen because they're such an incredible organization. But yeah, as I mentioned, with this Chamber of Commerce, we have over 600 member businesses. 80% of them have fewer than 10 employees. So that's really the backbone of our business community is small businesses. So that's why it's so incredibly important that this proclamation that SCORE facilitated, that we come out and celebrate all the incredible businesses here in Santa Fe. So.
Well, thank you for that, Bridget. And one person that we want to welcome to the program is Cheryl with SCORE. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi,
good to see
how
you.
Are you? It's great to see you. Great to be here.
You and I are meeting for the very first time now, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you about SCORE and the community outreach that you do. Talk about today's event.
So today's event is really important to us, obviously, because we're signing a proclamation for Small Business Week, and SCORE is all about small businesses. We have about 30 volunteers here in Santa Fe, and we focus on helping small business entrepreneurs, regardless of the stage of their business. And we also do business education workshops. So we're all about small businesses. So it just seemed perfect that we're here today and we're invited.
Well, you know, this is a wonderful ecosystem partnership that we have with SCORE, the Chamber, the city, and many other stakeholders here. And the mayor is getting ready to read a proclamation here in just a few short moments. But you know, if people are interested in belonging or joining your organization, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best way is to contact us through our website, which I can, of course, never remember. score.org/Santa Fe, and you'll come to our website and you can see a place that says find a mentor, and you can just click on there and we'll contact you.
Great. And of course, if you're not yet a member of the Chamber, folks, Bridget, it's important to do that. And the Chamber just had this wonderful expo highlighting a lot of the small businesses in our community, but important for them to join as well.
Absolutely. Thank you. Please visit SantaFeChamber.com, and we do a lot of collaboration with SCORE. In fact, SCORE and the Chamber came together and we offered some education this week for nonprofits. So we will continue our relationship with SCORE, and thank you to them for leading this proclamation today to recognize our small businesses.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, hanging out with Mayor Michael Garcia, Peter Olson here. Mayor, we just heard you read a proclamation announcing the wonderful Small Business Week that's coming up. And just share your thoughts about today.
Well, it's a great opportunity to kick off celebrating our local small businesses, which truly are the backbone of our economy. The more our small businesses thrive, the better our community is. And so it's one small little token of appreciation for the existing small businesses, but hopefully we're encouraging more to develop.
Well, you know, one of the things that I heard you say is we have your back, and that is certainly felt by everyone in this room here. And I know that when you're running a small business, the economy, something that was front and center, also a part of your campaign. And so today, a lot of people here very excited at being here today.
Yeah, and I think it's just an opportunity not only to recognize small business, but to get them in the same room. I think that's where one of my themes is collaboration. Let's have small businesses collaborate amongst one another, not compete. And again, it just creates a much more vital economy and robust economy for our community.
Well, you know, I think today too, one of the things that we've seen, all these people coming together, small businesses have a small impact, but when we all come together, we build this really solid foundation that holds up the whole economy, the whole city. Small pieces coming together, like the mayor said, all doing our little bit, but all together we do a lot.
Well, you know, it's great that Peter is a ultra marathoner, someone that's used to running. So keeping up with the mayor, Peter, has had it quite, man, we're barely on in May, and it seems like it's been a million things have already been done.
We've done so much. It's every time I look back on it, it's amazing to think about what we've done. And I know first 100 days, we did kind of a retrospective, and I know the mayor checked his schedule and counted more than 500 meetings in the first 100 days. So
running shoes, Mayor? You're wearing your shoes today.
Absolutely. There's no time for stalling. I'm running around meeting to meeting, up and down the City Hall stairs. It's one of those things where if I'm going to get the work done, I got to get it done comfortably, and so that's why I wear my sneakers.
Well, Mayor, there's a lot of small business owners that probably want to visit with you. We want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us here at the radio station, and wish you guys a wonderful weekend.
And likewise, and congratulations to you and you. The radio station. You're just one of the vital small businesses in our community, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right,
thank
have a great
you.
Weekend.
Yep.
Okay, we're visiting with Joe and Jess, who are also small business owners here at today's event at City Hall. And tell our radio listeners a little bit about the name of your company and what you guys do.
Yeah, so our company is called Santa Fe Popcorn, and pretty self-explanatory. We make Santa Fe-based flavored popcorn. So green chili, red chili, Christmas, bizcochito. We started just last year, but we're actually opening a brick and mortar near downtown here this summer. So we're super excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. You got to be kidding. Popcorn is my absolute all-time favorite food.
Oh, we have to get you some, Esteban.
All these flavors he was just talking about. Is it true?
You're the chef? Yes.
You are the culinary creator of all this.
Yes, and it's just such a joy to be able to spread our popcorn and Santa Fe traditions, New Mexico traditions, through one of our favorite treats, which is popcorn. And yeah, it's been wonderfully received in the community. We're so grateful for all the support that we've gotten, and yeah, just excited to grow and continue to dive in.
I want to ask you a couple questions. One is, how did you get started and where are you located? So first tell everybody where you're at. Where are you at?
So right now you can buy any of our flavors at a self-service kiosk inside the Biscochito company.
Okay.
So Richard, shout out to Richard.
Hey, he Richard. I know Richard.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
I call him
the godfather.
Yeah.
So he really helped us to get a lot of things going. And so you can buy it there. But we're also launching at the corner of Palace and Grant. That's going to be where we are, but
okay.
It's not open yet, so look for us in June.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx the opening date or anything with all this permitting we have to do, but it'll be coming open soon.
Okay, we're going to put a pin in that, and in the meantime, we're going to go to the Biscochito company.
And you can also buy online. We ship all over the country. So
what's the URL for that?
It is SantaFePopcorn.com.
SantaFePopcorn.com. Where did this idea come from? I mean, my gosh, I love it. I think you need to charge like an admission price and just let us graze all day. So how did you start this?
Yeah, I think Joe and I have always had such a love for community and small businesses. Every time we travel, we find these little local mom and pop shops that are just so meaningful and so personal to the area. So when we moved to Santa Fe, and we have always loved popcorn. I grew up in Michigan in the Midwest, where popcorn is all the rage. Chicago has been inspiring with Garrett. So we just thought, why not bring our favorite snack and all these incredible New Mexico flavors together? And Santa Fe popcorn was born.
Yeah.
Wow. We're excited to go. We're going to go visit you very soon. My wife and I and our kids, that's our snack. That's
yay.
Actually, it's more than a snack. It might just be a meal sometimes.
There you go. Exactly. You know? Your meal plan, just write it in there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you, Estelle.
All the best in your future success. And we look forward to our entire community going to support you at your new location. But in the meantime, thank you for sharing where we can go now and sharing the website. So
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Estevan.
Okay, we're with another wonderful small business owner, Ron Diamond. And Ron, tell us about your organization, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. My company's called SparkLabsNM.com, and we're at the Midtown campus in the New Mexico Innovation Hub. We do 3-hour in-person workshops for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and interns, where we teach them. We have like 58 labs, 3 hours of KPIs, 3 hours of sales, 3 hours of finance, 3 hours, things that they need to get done to do their jobs that have some sort of impact on their businesses.
Wow, that's incredible. How long have you been doing this?
Well, I just started the company in February. I also teach UNM's Center for Responsible Entrepreneurship in town. We run an incubator for eight months.
Yes.
And I realized that at the end of April, we're finished teaching students in town. And I love teaching, so I wanted to teach some more. So what do? So I started a company, and I sat down and thought, well, what could I teach for 3 hours? And I've been a management consultant for 30 years, so there's a lot of stuff I know how to teach. So I kind of packaged it up into these 58 labs. And now we're just inviting the community to come in. It's $58 for a 3-hour session.
Wow, that's great.
We're sponsored by Office of Economic Development, so we can offer that price right now. And just trying to get people, you know, raise up their skill level, get them to be more impactful in their businesses, and help them get unstuck in jobs that they have to do.
What does responsible entrepreneurship mean? If you could teach our listeners just a little bit at a high level what that means.
So we take anyone from the community. We look for people that want to start a business, that have an idea for a business, and it has to have some sort of social outcome. We believe that, you know, in this thing called conscious capitalism, we care about people, planet, and profit, not just profit. So if your business has some outcome that's environmental or around sustainability or agriculture, or if it helps the community or people or teaching or the city, then that we think is a social outcome in addition to trying to make your profit to keep your business going.
Right. There was a gentleman that I met a few years ago named Raj Sisodia. Sisodia, is that?
I don't know that person. No.
So he wrote a book called Conscious Capitalism.
Oh, I read the book. I didn't know that's who wrote it. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
And I think he was just here in Santa Fe recently.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's wild. We love doing this because it's sort of the community gets behind businesses like that, right? You typically, as a consumer, you're going to vote with your wallet. And if you care about the environment, maybe you'll buy something from Patagonia because you know that they give a certain amount of their profits away to environmental causes. So same here. We have Artisan of Nations in the room. They came out of our program. They help local artists sell and their work and use a percentage of those profits to help new artists learn and how to start a business. We have Be Wild Outside. They came through our program. They care about reusable, sustainable sunscreen in a reusable package, so we're not throwing away all of our sunscreen plastic. So things like that, we're very excited about that.
Do you ever work one-on-one with companies to help teach them how to be a more responsible type of organization?
In our labs, we do. So we do like a 3-hour at a time. Come and align your outcomes with some social impact. And so we'll help you do that. We're a little cognizant of people that just want to do what's called greenwashing. They want to say that their business is impactful to the environment, but really, what are they actually doing? Where is their money going? Does it align with that message? So we want to help them do that.
If someone wants to maybe get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
It's sparklabsnm.com.
Thank you so much for being with us today, and loved learning about Spark Labs, love learning about responsible entrepreneurship. The whole conscious capitalism is something that I'm a big fan of, that I learned about years ago, that we try to practice and employ in what we do in our small little world of broadcasting. But keep up the good work.
Perfect.
And thanks for all that you do with the city of Santa Fe.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right.